I'm here with Stefan Saunders, associate conductor of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and music director of the Round Rock Symphony Orchestra in Texas. Stefan has conducted a number of symphonies outside of the two I mentioned, and he is a well-accomplished bass trombone player. How are you doing today, Stefan?
I'm great, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, let's start from the beginning, Stefan. How did your musical career start? Did it start with bass trombone? Were you conducting? Did you? How did you learn? What did you do?
Well, it started very early. I began Suzuki violin at the age of three, and that didn't last very long. I then switched to classical guitar and did that for a long time, from kindergarten into middle school. And then when I got into middle school, I had the opportunity to join the school band, and I really wanted to play the tuba for some odd reason.
Yeah.
And they start you out on the baritone horn, you know, the euphonium. So I played that, and then I never really switched. I continued with that instrument until I got to my last year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I knew that I was really in love with music, and I wanted to, my big dream was to be a conductor someday. And my teacher said, well, what type of conducting do you want to do? And I said, well, orchestral music, of course. And she said, well, then you should really consider learning how to play the trombone, because, as you know, the baritone or euphonium is not featured in the orchestra much at all, just a handful of pieces, and most orchestras don't really have a euphonium player on staff. And her advice was to learn how to play trombone so that I could actually sit in an orchestra and kind of learn what it was all about. I stuck with the trombone, and my first job as a trombonist was with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. And I played there for about 6.5 seasons and started to get the itch to conduct, and went to the music director of the orchestra, Joanne Folletta, and said, I have an interest in conducting. And she was very supportive, gave me some opportunities to get on the podium and see how it felt. And I knew that it was really what I wanted to do, after all.
Let's take a short break from our conversation with Maestro Stefan Saunders of the Buffalo Philharmonic and Round Rock Symphony to listen to a recording of the Buffalo Philharmonic. Let's take a listen to the violin concerto by John Corigliano called The Red Violin. This is his third movement, Andante Flautando. That was the third movement of the Red Violin Concerto by John Corigliano, performed by the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm talking with one of their conductors, Stefan Saunders. How did it feel getting on that podium for maybe the first time you were a bass trombonist and you got up there after you asked Joanne Folletta permission, and how did that feel?
Well, yeah, terrifying and yeah. Also very rewarding. You know, the orchestra that I first started conducting about 8 years ago was the Buffalo Philharmonic. And of course, you know, an orchestra is a big family. And my colleagues in the orchestra were very supportive of me making this transition. I could go to them and asking for, you know, helpful criticism, what's working, what's not working. And it was great. I mean, it was very validating, because there is sort of a transfer of trust that goes on, and allowing someone to come from within the orchestra to being on the podium in a regular capacity.
So you basically went from playing trombone to sort of technically playing the orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, it's the more I learn about conducting, the more I am doing this, the more I really think that it is as simple as that. I mean, what you're trying to do as a conductor is play the orchestra. And those great conductors out there, if you watch and see their rehearsal process, that's exactly what they're doing. They have all of the skills to very rapidly diagnose all of the issues, positive and negative, in order to get the best possible sound and performance out of those musicians on stage.
Let's take another break from our conversation with Maestro Stefan Saunders of the Buffalo Philharmonic and Round Rock Symphony to listen to a recording of the Buffalo Philharmonic. This is a recording of a magnificent piece by Ottorino Respighi called Church Windows. This is the third movement, The Matins of St. Clair.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of Church Windows, The Matins of St. Clair by Ottorino Respighi, performed by the Buffalo Philharmonic. I'm currently talking with one of their conductors, Maestro Stefan Saunders. How do you balance being really tough on these musicians with, you know, pushing it too far and driving them crazy? How do you balance that?
Well, you really have to have your finger on the pulse of the group. You know, the nature of my position here in Buffalo is that I'm conducting anywhere from 45 to 55 concerts this season. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of the concerts I will do will be right after a performance the previous night. So the orchestra, you know, might be a little bit tired from the past few services. And for me to come in and expect that they're going to have the same level of energy the very next morning that they did last night in playing a big Tchaikovsky symphony or, you know, even Mahler, is pretty preposterous. So I have to be very, very judicious in the, I guess, for lack of a better term, the battles in which I choose to pick. And I think part of what is so successful in this relationship now is that they know that I know exactly what it's like to sit in their shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm very sensitive to the fact that it's not always going to be 110%, and that there is a lot of change that a professional orchestra can make from the rehearsal to the performance. So if the rehearsal is, you know, a little low energy, but I know that these are not, you know, persistent problems that are going to carry over into the performance, then I know that I can let certain things go in a rehearsal and that they will be there in the concert.
Right, yeah, that's sort of analogous to saying maybe a football player eventually becoming a coach, and now he knows how his players feel and can
exactly
respond accordingly.
Exactly. You know, the role of a music director in the, I guess, the 21st century is very different from, let's say, even 20 years ago. It's much more about standing in front of the orchestra and waving your arms around and producing concerts. It's really about stewarding the health of the entire organization from an artistic standpoint, as well as a financial and fundraising standpoint. And I'm very happy to report that last year, my first year with the Round Rock Symphony, we were able to double the number of concerts we offered last year. We were able to pay off debt and end the season in the black. And for any orchestra in the world, that's quite a feat.
That
whether
is
your season is seven concerts or whether your season is, you know, three to four times that number of concerts, to be able to have that type of turnaround and growth and support is pretty tremendous. And I could not have done it without all of the musicians on stage and the tremendous board and staff that I have the great fortune to work with there. Now the challenge lies in sustaining this tremendous amount of growth and continuing to be an inspiring organization in the community, a catalyst for collaboration with other arts organizations, and becoming what this orchestra is destined to be, which is a fantastic, relevant cultural organization in Central Texas.
Maestro Stefan Saunders of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Let's listen to one final piece of the Buffalo Philharmonic. This is the third movement of the Gershwin Piano Concerto in F with Orion Weiss on piano.
Thank you.
Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F, performed by Orion Weiss on piano with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. We're speaking with a conductor of the orchestra, Maestro Stefan Saunders. You did some sort of collaboration with Performance Today's Fred Child, someone we regularly air here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. What was that like?
Oh, it was fantastic. So this was at the 2013, I want to say, Round Top International Music Festival in Round Top, Texas. Round Top is in between Austin and Houston. And we did a performance of Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale, and Fred Childs was the narrator for this. I worked with him quite closely in preparing the score and the timing of the narration. There were also two other actors, one playing the role of the soldier and one playing the role of the devil. And Fred was the narrator. I was very struck with Fred. I mean, of course, we all know him from Performance Today, the radio show. Uh-huh. But actually sitting down and talking with him, I was so impressed at his just knowledge of the repertoire of orchestras, of what's going on in the world, and also his just inquisitiveness about music, about the culture of music making, from all different, facets, from performers to conductors to musicologists. It was a very, very interesting a few days I got to spend with him, just talking about music, learning from one another. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. He is not very different from what we hear on the radio.
Yeah.
I would consider him a friend.
That's great. Wow. I'm sure he's a fascinating person. It's really funny. I just heard a performance today where they were at Round Top, and apparently the town only has 93 people, but the hall is for an audience of 100 times that population, or 10 times that population. Pretty fascinating.
It's an unbelievable place. In the middle of, this horse country between Austin and Houston, there is a oasis of art and culture at the Round Top Festival and the grounds. It's unbelievable what James Dick has created, this legacy there. It's really a place to behold. And yes, the town itself is very, very small, but during the summer, during their big festival, people come from the Austin area, from the Houston area, all over to witness what takes place here. It's a very, very special place.
Stefan Saunders, associate conductor of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and music director of the Round Rock Symphony Orchestra in Texas. Thank you for coming on the show today.
That was absolutely my pleasure. My very best wishes to all of you in West Virginia for this 2015, and I look forward to seeing you soon, Matt.